And how do you see the future?
Well, I think I mentioned earlier, I don't particularly think about what does the future hold from a diabetic point of view. But that, I suppose, subconsciously, because I try not to let diabetes rule my life. You know, I'm aware, and occasionally I contemplate the fact that at some point, or people might ask me questions which might make me mention the fact that, you know, at some point there may be transplants available. But I know, just because of my style, that I'm not the sort of person who would offer to be a guinea pig, because I'm not really a risk taker in that way. That's not to say, you know, 5 years later I might not consider the operation if it was available to me. But, I mean, that just depends on where it leads, I suppose.
In the 20-plus years that you've had diabetes, have you observed any changes in the medical care you've received or in the National Health Service?
I think overall I probably would say I've been very lucky. I seem to have had consultants who've been good, i.e. with their interpersonal skills. I mean, I'm very much an interpersonal person, i.e. I communicate quite well. I like talking to people. So from a doctor, I need that kind of a person, because I think I mentioned earlier again that when you get one of these strict doctors who will almost tell you off, that doesn't actually do it for me, and that almost makes me want to rebel, because I just think, well, how the hell do you know? But I generally have had mostly quite good doctors who will at least have a conversation with me, maybe give me the pros and cons, but not tell me how to do things. And I don't mind people challenging me, so long as they'll at least communicate and have a conversation with me. Because more recently, in the last 5 years that I've been working, I've had two very different doctors as my consultants. One was an older man who was a professor, very open to discussion and very chatty. The one now is very different, very dry sense of humour. But, you know, they both will at least have a conversation with me, and they'll offer an opinion and they'll challenge me, but they will engage with me. So I think, you know, there was definitely a phase when I was at school, when I was going to the school's diabetes clinic, where it almost became a bit of a routine. Oh, here we go again. Let's go have the blood tests, have the urine samples, bit of a chat, and that was it. I didn't really feel like I was ever getting any new advice per se. It was almost, let's just check Lisa's doing okay.
It sounds as though consultants have been the key people for you rather than nurses.
Yeah, that's probably quite true. I mean, again, saying that, there was a lady called Kate, and I think her name was Kate, I can't remember her surname, but she was my nurse when I was at Arrow Park Hospital. And I felt like she knew me because I was with her for quite a long time. And she was very good at being a supportive role, or, you know, if the gadgets I was using needed updating or whatever, she was always very good at teaching you how to use the new things, or, you know, recommending that I see her. Oh, that's what actually draws my attention to me. I obviously originally saw a dietitian, and when we decided we were interested in having children, I think it was to do with that. Anyway, somebody must have said to me, you know, you've not seen a dietitian for 20 years, perhaps now's the time. It might have actually been when I started the pen, I can't remember. So I went to see a dietitian, which was interesting. Because